In honor of Halloween, I've decided to branch out and find a fellow podcaster, someone more knowledgeable than I on all things horror. So for this week, I brought on Ash from the SMN podcast. We met earlier this week over Skype. And here's what we talked about.
Hey, man, thanks very much. I say that is my forte. As I said, you mentioned yourself the horror movies, but I've been a huge fan of horror and, as an extension of that, hauntings and ghosts for a long time. And when I was a kid, I believed in it much more. God, like, if I was my age, if I was 13 watching the TV now on, like, Ghost Adventurers, Ghost Hunters, I'd be freaking out. I'd be like, dude, everywhere is haunted. Everywhere is haunted, because that's just what it is like. But I'm talking, like, back in the day, all you could really do was read books, and there was, like, one or two shows, like Unsolved Mysteries had ghost stuff. And I forget, you're exactly how old?
I'm 20, almost 20.
You're almost 23. Okay, there, obviously, so there is a good 5-plus year, you know, space between us. So I don't know if you remember how big that was back then, but that and there was a show called Sightings that was on that was really big in terms of, like, updating about hauntings, like the Haunting in the Heartland. They did a whole bunch of things on that. So yeah,
there's 10 million shows right now. So
yeah, it was really one of those things. Like, and I think somebody nailed it. I was waiting to see Paranormal Activity, and everyone, it was opening weekend. I remember everyone was all excited because there was all this hype. And before it, there was a preview for Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, one of those shows, and everybody's like, "Oh my God, what was that?" And they're pointing in the corner, and everyone just busts out laughing. So I'm like, I think it's almost, you know, a joke now, because there are so many. There's one about haunted pets. Did you know that? I think it's on, it's either on, no, it must be Animal Planet, but it's literally about, you know, like, oh, the ghost of a cat haunts this attic. It's a, what? Like, this is a television show. So nowadays, hauntings, I think, can kind of be taken the wrong way, because every Tom, Dick, and Harry has a story, but back when I heard these stories, or at least I've picked this one that I'm going to tell you, it was back when stuff like that you didn't talk about. Yeah. Now, this story takes place in, I'm going to guess, 1972 or 3. It's about my Aunt Eileen, my mom's sister, and her now late husband, Bobby. And they were not parents yet, so they were just a young couple, probably around the age that Jen and I are now. So they moved into a small apartment in one of the small cities of Boston. I think either Lynn or Peabody or something like that. I'm really not sure. But so they're in a small apartment, and it was one of those buildings where there's only three apartments that are stacked on top of each other. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's a building with three floors where each floor is an apartment, and the basement is where the owners lived, and they had their own place in there. So there was only going to be three tenants at a time. When my Aunt Eileen and Uncle Bobby moved into this place, they were in the middle floor. Above them was a marine radio operator, and this guy was – you know, you ever see, like, that movie, The Marine, where they show that guy with, like, the face?
Yeah.
That's this guy. They said he was no nonsense. They said he wasn't strange, but he said he was a very straightforward, honest guy, and he said he looked like a Marine. He was huge. So he kept kind of odd hours because of the radio operator. Sometimes his shift were in the morning. So he came and go at weird hours. My Uncle Bobby, Aunt Eileen, in the middle. Underneath was just this little old lady, and she kept to herself. And then the owner's family and, you know, their kids lived in the basement. So they move in. After a couple weeks in the house, my aunt starts telling me that she clearly smells things that aren't there. And she never said it was anything bad, like in the movies where it's like, oh, what's that rotten smell? She goes, it was just like, I smell cinnamon. She's like, where is there cinnamon? I know I'm smelling it. And things like that. I think she said cinnamon and cigars. So my aunt's smelling strange things that she is definitely knows for sure that it's there in terms of its strength. She just can't find it. That comes and goes. Then she starts hearing just, like, creaks in the floorboards right behind her. And she would say it was the sort of thing, like, if you and I were talking and I turned around to get something, the creak I would hear would be just somebody who was literally right there talking to you, and she would turn her head and there'd just be no one. But she said it was always – so it always just felt like, she said, like, someone was just watching me. And she said she never felt bad or scared or anything. It was just the noise would surprise her.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, they start noticing these things on their own and then together. It's the typical sort of thing you notice in the trends of stories that are about hauntings where they say, you know, the husband would notice it and then the wife would notice it and then one would mention it and they would go, yes! You know, like, and then they would, then they kind of realize that they've both been kind of thinking the same thing and were not just didn't mention it to the other. And they said they were never scared at the house, but they were kind of like, all right, what is this exactly? What does that mean? And they're like, well, we're not sure. We're not 100% sure. You know, this could be something else. Like, no, they hadn't seen anything at that point that was unquestionably otherworldly. You know, there was nothing that would make you definitely say, we have a real problem. It was just kind of weird things and feelings. So they weren't 100%. Well, shortly thereafter, one night, my Aunt Eileen opens her eyes, and at the head, at the corner of her bedroom is this guy. It's this black silhouette. She said it was definitely, you know, humanoid. It had a head, it had arms, but it was all black. And she couldn't see anything on it, and she said it was hazy around the outside. And she just stared at it. And she said that she was scared, but she wasn't, like, ominous. Again, like she said, it was never anything bad. But she was naturally terrified. So she's watching it. She's watching it. And it said it came closer and closer to the bed, just closer until it was pretty much at the foot of the bed. And it stood there for a few seconds. And she said she blinked her eyes and it was gone. Just gone. And before she can even say anything, my uncle grabs her arm and she looks over and he just says, I saw it too. So she assumes she was, you know, at that point that she was dreaming or that, you know, like, oh my God, what is this? And she just grabs her, I saw it too. Wow. As soon as that happens, she says, I saw it too. They both kind of sit up in bed and look at each other and they're like, okay, what? Before they can even think anymore, from upstairs, the marine radio operator, they hear this screaming, this absolutely hysterical screaming, and they are like, what the hell? So they get up and they go out into the hallway, and they can hear the owner from downstairs coming, and before they can meet up in the hallway and say, what the hell's going on, out comes the marine, and he's down, he's like, I'm leaving, I'm moving tomorrow, I'll be back for myself, I'm moving, and he goes out the door. And wow. They all looked at each other like, what the hell? Okay, flash forward to the next day. My uncle goes down to talk to the owner just because he's curious. He said, you know, what the hell happened? And he tells my uncle that the marine operator told him that he was walking through his hallway at the middle of the night. Like, he was awake at the time my aunt and uncle were seeing it because he kept strange hours. So he was awake and walking around his home. He said that at the end of the hallway, he saw a black thing. So my aunt and uncle were like, it has to be the same thing. You know, we literally just saw it. He said a black thing was at the end of the hallway, and he stopped and said before he could even adjust his eyes, it went right up to his face.
Mm-hmm.
And he said and that scared him, and that scream was, and he was gone, and that's what it was.
Wow.
So after that, my aunt and uncle told me that they really didn't It's like they didn't move immediately, but it was never as obvious as it was that night. That night was the height of it. That was the most they ever saw. And they said I don't remember all the details of the story but they did say that after that, it was kind of like it was before. And they just never felt, you know, anything bad. And they were really curious, since we didn't feel anything, you know, like we just felt like it was kind of watching, why did it do that to this guy? Turns out this guy had a police record.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle said it was something where, like, he had tried to hide out in the Army. I mean, in the Marines. And the guess was, okay, I guess it didn't like him. Years later, after my aunt and uncle move, they have my cousins. This is maybe 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
He was working on a job in somebody's home. He installed security. He was in the security business. I don't remember exactly why he was there, but he was working for a client in their home. And he looks at the wall and says, you know, he sees a picture and says, who is this guy? And the guy's like, oh, that's my uncle. And he's like, I know this guy. He goes, no, you can't know him. He's been dead for a long time. He goes, wow, that's weird. I could have sworn I know him. He's like, are you from around here? And they start telling the story. It turns out that the picture was – the guy is actually relatives of the people who own that building, the family that lives in the basement. Mm-hmm. And he had seen that photo before in their apartment. And that's when he goes, oh, you know, I used to live – I was one of their tenants. I must have seen it. And that's when they, you know, oh, hi, nice to doing. And they start telling the story. My uncle starts telling me, goes, we had a weird thing happen to me. And he tells him the story, and he goes, yeah, that was my grandfather. Mm. He's like, what? And he said, yeah, we're related. My parents probably didn't tell you. My grandfather hung himself in the basement in like 19-something, like 01 or some a long time ago. And so – and he – before he did that, he did the same thing. He managed that apartment. So what my aunt and uncle pieced together later, or at least what they think, is that the guy was still looking after the house. And when he knew that that Marine guy wasn't really on the up and up, he tried to chase him out because he wouldn't have wanted him as a tenant. Yeah. that's at least, again, that's all, you know, what my aunt and uncle kind of figured out based on their experience. All they knew is that the guy did manage the building and then unfortunately kill himself. So that's what they just assumed.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Ash is one of the three hosts of the SMN podcast. You can find them on smnpodcast.com. They cover all sorts of bad movies, from bad horror. They've done some giant monster movies. They've even had to branch into bad romantic comedies for a brief stint. So you can check them out every couple weeks. They put out new stuff. Again, their website is smnpodcast.com. And come back tomorrow when Ash joins us again, right here on the Daily Brainwave. Thank you.